full house this evening with the exception of Councilor Rice, who I know is out of town in business tonight. We're going to start off with our Pledge of Allegiance. Councilor Norton.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. On your desk this evening is a draft board order for 216-18. That's the revised Washington Place project. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio taped and videotaped. We have a number of items to go through. Yes. No? No draft order on their desk for Washington Place?
No.
Oh, my apologies. My notes said there was, but it's in the packet, correct?
Yes.
All right. It was in the packet, so what's in the packet should be what you have. I apologize for that. I'm just going by what I'm given. Obviously, I blew it on this one. Okay, with that, we're going to start off with first call. Councilor Schwartz for the Land Use Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item is on page 145, item 180-18, and this is a petition to amend board orders 4310 and 370-12, parens 2 at 199 Boylston Street. This was held at our last meeting, and at this point in time, I'd like to poll the committee to refer it back and continue to hold it in committee.
All right. Councilor Schwartz has requested a suspension of rules to poll his committee. All in favor of the suspension, say aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Go ahead, Councilor Schwartz.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. All those on the committee in favor of holding this in committee, say aye or raise your hands. That would be better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8-0. That'll be actually a new public hearing will be opened on June 26th on that.
Will you
item.
Be assigning a new public hearing tonight?
At the later time.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Actually, at this time, I also would like to report on an item that was taken up earlier this evening for which there is no written report. I ask suspension of rules to
all
do that.
All in favor of suspending the rules to allow Councilor Schwartz to report out an item for which there is no report, please say aye. Opposed? None. The ayes have it. Go ahead, Councilor Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Earlier this evening, Land Use Committee met briefly to consider item 287-18, a request for an extension of time to exercise special permit number 340-16 on Cottage Court. This is this was approved 8-0. At this time, also, I would ask that you for suspension of the rules to. Well, not. I ask to be recognized to assign public hearings.
Please go ahead and do so, Councilor Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. President. So on page 149 of our docket, item 338-18, a special permit petition to exceed FAR at 22 Beecher Place. This is Ben Bressel, a petition for a special permit site plan approval to enclose the front porches, adding approximately 158 square feet to the structure, creating an FAR of 0.49 where 0.48 is allowed at 22 Beecher Place in Ward 6. That public hearing would be assigned for June 26th. And secondly, the item we just discussed that was referred back to committee, that item is, as mentioned, item on page 145, 180-18, and that's the 199 Boylston Street. That'll be also heard on June 26th.
At a public hearing on that evening as well?
Yes.
Can I ask the indulgence of the chair to talk to the chair about that and take that up at second call, because the timing is one that I thought I would be able to attend, and I didn't. I can't do that now.
Is that right? I thought that there had been communication between you, Councilor Baker, and the clerk's office, but if not, we can certainly notice it for a different date.
Why don't we do this? Excuse me. We'll... Between first and second call, why don't we let Councilor Baker and Councilor Schwartz confer with the clerk briefly, and if we need to reschedule that hearing, we'll do so.
Okay.
Okay? Anything else, Councilor Schwartz?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Next, we have the Zoning and Planning Committee, Councilor Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 145. The first few items were held. And then 268-18, Her Honor the Mayor requesting City Council authorization to submit the FY19 Annual Action Plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for the City of Newton Community Development Block Grant, excuse me, Emergency Solution Grant Funds and the West Metro Home Consortium that was approved 6-0. 299-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Kelly Brown, 457 Waltham Street, West Newton, as a full member of the Planning and Development Board for a term to expire February 1, 2019. That was approved 5-0 with Councillor Kalis abstaining. 256-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Jennifer Bentley, 168 Mount Vernon Street, West Newton, as an at-large alternate member of the Newton Historical Commission for a term to expire May 31, 2021. That was approved 6-0. Excuse me. 257-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Deborah Budd, 224 Jackson Street, Newton Center, as a realtor alternate member of the Newton Historical Commission for a term to expire May 31, 2021. That was approved 6-0. 303-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Deborah Jackson, 4 Pine Meadow Drive, Auburndale, to the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14, 2021. That was approved 6-0. 304-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Sarah Rahman, 33 Staniford Street, Newton, as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14, 2021. And 305-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Beth Nicholas, 100 Algonquin Road, Chestnut Hill, as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14, 2021. That was approved 6-0. 306-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Matt Segneri, 45 Cedar Street, Newton Center, as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14, 2021. Also approved 6-0. 307-18, reappointment of Charles Tanowitz to the Economic Development Commission, 51 Harding Street, West Newton, as a member of the EDC for a term to expire May 14, 2021. That was approved 6-0. And finally, 308-18, Her Honor the Mayor reappointing Jeremy Free, 35 Cotton Street, Newton, as a member of the EDC for a term to expire May 14, 2021. And that was also approved 6-0. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Albright. Next, we have the Programs and Services Committee, Vice Chair, Councillor Bruce Alglazer.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. Next, we have Programs, Public Safety and Transportation, Councillor Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report this evening.
Okay. Next, we have Public Facilities, Councillor Crosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee did not meet between budget and now. However, I'd like to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please go ahead.
On page 150, item number 342-18 is a National Grid petition for a grant of location on Beacon Street. This is in front of 1521 Beacon Street, which is a series of new homes, and this is in Ward 5. I would also like to ask for a suspension of the rules to allow a late filed item onto the docket.
Councillor Crosley's asked for a suspension of the rules to allow a late filed item. All in favor of suspending the rules, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, please,
Thank
Councillor
you.
Crosley.
On page 154 of the docket, item 357-18, the Commissioner of Public Works requesting, in accordance with Mass General Law, Chapter 40, Section 15, a relocation of a portion of the 20-foot-wide city drain and sewer easement in the center of Section 63, Block 9, Lot 2, which is Boston College Middle Campus, and located parallel to College Road and shown on the easement plan completed by Feldman Land Surveyors, dated April 6, 2018. This will be on our agenda Wednesday evening, if you accept it, onto the docket. This is entirely, as I understand it, on the land of Boston College. and the materials are in your packet. And because we accepted this late-filed item, if you vote to accept it, we are now starting the meeting at 7:15, which is noted on your agenda, but not on the calendar. So 7:15, I would like a quorum to take up this single item. And that's the item.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Crossley. Next, we have the Finance Committee.
We need to vote to... never mind.
Another one.
Right.
You have another one.
I think you have one.
I have another one.
Page before.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
356.
Thank you. Missed this one. Page 153, item number 35618 is a request by Her Honor the Mayor to authorize the transfer of $150,000 from current year budget reserve for the purpose of funding the repair, replacement.
This is another late filed item.
Another late filed
item. So we need a suspension of the
rules.
Again,
okay.
All right, I apologize. My fault on that. We need a suspension of the rules for Councillor Crosley. All in favor of suspending the rules, say aye. Aye. Opposed? Nine. Ayes have it. Go ahead, please.
Apologies.
Thank you, Councillor Gentile, for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you. Page 153, item number 35618 is Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $150,000 from current year budget reserve for the purpose of funding the repair, replacement of streetlights that have been out of service for many years due to underground connection problems.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Crosley. Finance Committee, chaired by Councillor Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance report begins on page 147. The first item is 281-18, the Retirement Board requesting City Council approval of an increase to the retiree cost of living base from $12,000 to $13,000. This was denied by a vote of 4-0. 327-18, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $20,000 from inspectional services full-time salaries to inspectional services vehicle maintenance. This was approved by a vote of 4-0. 326-18 was held. 328-18, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $348,000 from current year reserve accounts to various department budgets in order to fund the cost items set forth in a one-year contract agreement with the Teamsters Union. This was approved 4-0. 322-18, we took action, but programs and services still needs to meet, so I'll hold on that. 195-18, Councilor Gentile, on behalf of the Investment Advisory Committee, submitting its recommendations for an investment policy for the Rainy Day Stabilization Fund. This was approved as amended by a vote of 4-0. And I need to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to accept two late file items.
All right. Councilor Gentile has asked for a suspension of the rules for two late filed items. All in favor of suspending the rules, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? Go ahead, please, Councilor Gentile.
First one is on page 151. It's 349-18. The Commissioner of Public Works requesting the approval of certain sidewalk, driveway, apron, curb betterments. And the second item is a joint referral to public facilities on page 356-18, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $150,000 from budget reserve to fund the repair replacement of streetlights. And with that, I would move the report.
Thank you, Councilor Gentile. Councilor Danberg, Real Property Reuse Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have one item. The report begins on page 148. The item is number 208-18. Mm-hmm. Councillor Gentile requesting a discussion regarding noncompliance with the council order number 360-16, Stanton Avenue Water Tower site, including rescinding the council order and reopening the reuse process for all interested parties. I would note that the discussion centered around the actual timeline for a removal on the water tower site and progress is being made on that. The Real Property Reuse Committee voted to hold 6-0, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Councilor Danberg. Okay, that concludes our first call. I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll. Councilor Crosley?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to note, if I may, on first call, that there's something on our desks, if you're a member of the Public Facilities Committee, that I would like you to include in your packet of materials when you come to the meeting on Wednesday night. I know you're all thrilled because this, I hope, is the last meeting when we're going to take up the procedures and standards of wireless attachments to poles in the public way, but we'll need this document in order to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Crossley, for bringing that to our attention. With that, I'm going to ask the clerk to call. Oh, I'm sorry, Councillor Schwartz.
So on reflection, I'm just wondering what the status of the public hearing assignment. Should we hold that until the next hearing?
No, we're going to. I spoke to the clerk briefly, and at between first and second call, you'll confer if we have to have a different date. We'll clarify the date.
Okay. So we'll vote on it as part of first call this time?
We'll vote on it now, and then we can always clarify the date.
Okay.
Okay?
Does that make
Councilor
sense?
Mr. President, I suggest that that be just voted on second call. It's
fine.
Very quickly we can do it, but hold that until that.
If that's your preference, Councilor Baker, that's fine.
Okay?
That's
so
fine with
everything
us.
But the assignment of that single hearing is going to be voted on now. We're going to have a brief recess, maybe 3 minutes or so. Councillor Baker and Councillor Schwartz will confer with the clerk. We'll get a new date for that hearing. We have a couple items on second call, which I anticipate will be disposed of fairly quickly. So with that, Mr. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Councillor Albright. Councillor Auchincloss. Councillor Baker. Councillor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Downs.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councillor Grossman.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Kelly.
Aye.
Councillor Krinsman.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councillor Noel.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice. Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
President Laredo.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
All right. We are adjourned for approximately 3 minutes, and we'll reconvene in about that time. Thank you. Colleagues, if we could grab our seats, please. We took a couple minutes longer than the allotted 3 minutes, but I think we got this resolved. Colleagues? Okay, before proceeding on to second call, Councillor Schwartz, did you reach a resolution on the hearing date?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we did. I would ask permission to assign a public hearing for item 287-18. For item 180-18, which is at 199 Boylston Street. This is the petition to amend the board orders 4310 and 12 parens 2. This is basically the Chestnut Hill Mall parking situation. We would like to sign a public hearing for July 10th for that item.
Bless you. Can I do this in a voice vote? All right, I'm going to do this in a voice vote. All in favor of allowing the assignment for July 10th, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The hearing is on July 10th. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Councillor Schwartz. We have two items that were filed, both by Councillor Gentile. The first is 163-18, and the second is 251-18. They were both motions for reconsideration. The first was relating to the submittal of the fiscal year 2019 to 2023 capital improvement plan, and the second was the submission of the supplemental capital improvement plan. It's Councillor Gentile's motion, so I'm going to recognize Councillor Gentile to be heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I docketed both of these items for reconsideration
with the intention of coming in this tonight and asking for a motion to postpone these to a date certain. The reason why I was going to do that is I wanted three events or meetings to happen, and so that people could get that information before making a final decision. The first of which was the third-party review, which came in towards the end of last week. I wanted counselors to have a chance to look at it, but also I wanted the administration to have time to review it and to make a response if they so choose to do so. So that was the first thing I wanted to happen. Secondly, the working group of the Crescent Street is scheduled to meet a week from today. And then the last event is on June the 21st, the CPC is scheduled to review the third-party report, and I thought it was important for that to happen. The problem with that is that after the June 21st date in particular, there are no full council meetings in this fiscal year. And therefore, I would have had to have asked to postpone it to a date certain in July. Our charter speaks to the fact that the CIP should be passed concurrently with the budget, and so I don't want to potentially place this in conflict with how the charter reads. So therefore, I'm just going to move, and I'm speaking on both items, I'm going to move NAN on both 63-18 and 251-18.
Thank you, Councilor Gentile. Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard on these items? May I do this in a voice vote? All right. All in yes. Councilor Broussard-Blazer.
I'm sorry. Thank you. So if we NAN this, it means?
There's no action necessary in the motion for reconsideration.
So it's just the vote that was taken.
The vote stands. Is that correct, Mr. Clerk?
Stands?
Yes.
You sure, Councilor Gentile?
Well, I guess I should add to that because I share the same concern. It's already been discussed and agreed to that the administration, even though, and I think we're talking about Crescent Street and the fact that Crescent Street was stricken from the CIP, the administration still has the right to submit Crescent Street at any point in the process. So, I think for that reason that I'm comfortable in doing it this way. I would rather do this than have us potentially, as I said, conflict with the way our charter reads, knowing that if, and I don't know what's going to happen, if the administration wanted to continue to pursue the project, that they could do so.
Okay. All set. Anyone else wish to be heard on these two items? So I'm going to ask for a voice vote on both items simultaneously. NAN is a request. That means no action necessary. And then the supplemental and the original capital improvement plans stand as amended at our last meeting. Everyone clear on that? Okay. All in favor of NAN, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Both items are NAN'd, and we are adjourned at 8:18 p.m. Thank you all very much.